Island Song is a musical which opens Adirondack Theater Festival season. It's an exciting production with a lot of talent on stage and behind the scenes. It plays at the Wood Theater in Glens Falls through July 2nd, and I guarantee you'll remember the show and be proud that you saw these actors before they became well known. The musical is about five singles pursuing lives and careers in New York City. The 90-minute work is almost completely sung, with the exception of interludes in which the characters reveal their thoughts in monologues delivered directly to the audience or to a silent partner on stage. These moments build a bond with the audience as you learn about each person's desires, dreams, ambitions, and insecurities. Eventually, the piece forms a musical tapestry which suggests each person's future. Island Song contains a wide variety of song styles that make individual moments important and adds to the entertainment aspect of the show. Sam Carner, who wrote the words, and Derek Greger, who wrote the music, write songs that tell a complete story. They happen to fit a specific moment within the show, but they also stand alone and provide moments of fun and insight. The only stylistic flaw in Island Song is the creators don't demonstrate the ability or desire to write duets. Almost every song is an inner monologue put to music. The show-and-tell device informs the audience of a character's feelings rather than permitting us to discover those emotions. When the writing team stops telling and starts revealing, their commercial future is unlimited. Granted, Island Song is a show about isolated characters, and to create duets might seem impossible, but they exist. The performers are ideal for their roles. Emily Schofelis is Jordan, the driven lawyer who is in love with the energy and romance of New York City, to the point that no man will ever be able to satisfy her demands for excitement. She has an onstage presence that is riveting, along with all the tools needed to be a major star. Another compelling figure is Felipe Arroyo, who plays Cooper. He's the total opposite of Jordan, being an introverted, struggling actor. Arroyo makes Cooper a sweet and sincere presence. The creators would do the character a favor by making it clear whether the man is gay or straight, as the choice would help the actor define more clearly his family issues. It's Cooper who delivers the most important line in the play when he says, "You don't come to New York City to find who you are." Rather, he claims, "This is where you have to know who you are and hang on to it for dear life." Another character that needs help is Ted, the architect from the Midwest. When we meet him, he's a funny, happy nerd with dreams of building beautiful buildings. He's a charming character with the potential to add a mature perspective to the show. Once he finds himself in a relationship with Jordan, all his positive traits slip away, and he seems needy and dull. Perhaps the solution is not to change the character. Rather, don't cast a role with somebody as talented, funny, and charming as Aaron Galligan-Stayrell, who is so good, you miss him when his character evaporates. Kathleen Modiglione is very good as the comic chatterbox singer who has a secret crush on her accompanist. Madeline Trumbull is vulnerable as Shoshana, the would-be author with permanent writer block who tries to start a revolution in her temp work pool. Music director and pianist Vadim Feishta brings clarity and emotion to the ever-changing moves of this score and leads a phenomenal five-piece band. Marlo Hunter directs the work so that the complicated relationships stay clear and issues of time and location are never a problem. All technical elements work together to create a show that looks good and sounds great. It's really good theater that should have life after its run at Adirondack Theater Festival. Island Song continues at Adirondack Theater Festival in Glens Falls through July 2nd. For tickets and scheduling information, call 480-4878. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.